And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. And joining me in studio is State Senator Virgil Peck to talk about a variety of things this morning. And Mr. Peck, good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing great. Good morning, Kyle. And happy birthday to Kansas.
Absolutely. National Kansas Day. So happy birthday, Kansas. I hope you guys have a good one.
Yeah.
So
140 years ago, 1861. No, it's not 140. That's 160.
I'm not good with math, okay. So I was just going to go with you on it. So, but Kansas still looking good today. A few things I did want to discuss with you this morning, and one of the things was, this is your first time being a senator up there. You've been a representative before, but this is the first time being a senator up there. And how have things been going the first couple of weeks since you've been up there?
Well, it's an interesting session, and as we were talking previously, totally different. Usually, I'm used to the first month of session. There are a lot of people in the Capitol. There are a lot of citizens who have issues they want to support or oppose. There are a lot of individuals with government agencies and lobbyists trying to get acquainted with legislators, but this year, it's pretty quiet. It's only legislators and those who have legislative business. On the Senate side, we're operating as normally as possible. We are all on the Senate floor, interestingly, and I'm not a House member any longer, but the House is totally different. They are really spread out all over the Capitol. So it's an adjustment. And one thing that we do different that is a little bit of an adjustment for me is confirming of cabinet secretaries and judicial nominees. Generally, the House doesn't even have any input in that at all. As a matter of fact, they do not. But the Senate does. If the governor wants to appoint someone to a board or to a cabinet position as a secretary or a judge, they need to be confirmed by the Senate. We will run them through. I shouldn't use the word run them through, but they will come before a committee. The committee then will vet the nominee or the appointment. And then the committee will make a recommendation, yes or no, or sometimes no recommendation, as they did with one appellate court judge recently. That appellate court judge had been nominated in 2020 by Governor Kelly. Carl Folsom had been nominated by her to one position on the appellate court. The 2020 Senate, which would have been the last Senate prior to the election, denied confirmation by a vote of 18 yes to 17 no. Now you'd say, well, that's more than half, more voted yes than voted no. But by constitution, they must receive 21 votes for confirmation. And so she could not nominate him to the same appellate court position, but she nominated him. Another opening came about, so she nominated him to another appellate court position. Same man, same person, same everything. Same process, went through the Judiciary Committee, went to the floor of the Senate, and interestingly, the exact same vote, 18 yes, 17 no, with a totally different Senate. And what I mean by totally different, there are 14 freshmen in the Senate this session. And so I just found it interesting that there was a same vote. Now that we did have a nominee, Kyle, it's not like the Senate's just rejecting all of Governor Kelly's nominees. We had a nominee, Amy Klein, for the appellate court, the one that had been denied to Folsom the first time around, and we confirmed her unanimously. So it's not like, but there were some issues with Mr. Folsom that just neither Senate 2020 or 2021 felt like he was the right man for the position.
All right. So again, Folsom not will not be a judge there, but you did say Amy Klein did receive a unanimous vote from everybody's, which just shows that her qualifications were pretty much right up there where Kansas needs them to be.
Well, and that's just it, and that's what we look at is qualifications. She had a wide range of qualifications and experience as an attorney. Folsom has been strictly a defending attorney. He has not been on the other side. And his attitude and demeanor just didn't seem to, if I can use the word, be mature in the way that he conducted himself. And his answers were somewhat inconsistent. So it's not that he's a bad person, but we just didn't think he would make a good appellate court judge.
And also another thing I was wanting to talk about, and this is kind of a big thing, is right now fraud in Kansas unemployment, things are not going great right now.
Oh, Kyle, it's a mess. It is an absolute mess. we have enough of an issue just because of unemployment numbers in the state of Kansas. Kansans who are unemployed and rightfully are to receive unemployment benefits, but they are, many of them, not receiving them. And then you throw on top of that the fraudulent activity that is going on with our unemployment system. Kansas, you like being number one when it comes to like the Kansas City Chiefs or KU Jayhawks, but when it comes to fraud, you don't want to be number one. And percentage-wise, Kansas is by far number one. Around 6% of the total in our nation is in Kansas. Now, I don't really know how that happened. I don't have the answer. And frustratingly, from a legislator's standpoint, and not just Virgil Peck, but every legislator I have talked to is frustrated, it seems like there's not a real urgency in the Kansas Department of Labor to correct this. Now, because of pressure from legislators in the last couple weeks and the unreal number of unemployed individuals who should receive or were receiving and then have been cut off, all the contacts that we have received, we have been putting a lot of pressure on the Department of Labor. And as a matter of fact, they're going to shut down their system Saturday afternoon. They will then, from Saturday afternoon through Monday night, they will be working on a brand new system. The good news from my perspective is I hope this remedies the issue of fraud and denials of people rightfully entitled to it. The bad news is there will be no unemployment benefits paid out during that time period. Also, individuals who are receiving unemployment will need to go into the system and re-verify who they are. They may already be in the system, but they're going to ask them to re-verify, set up a couple easy password questions, if you will, and so they can start getting unemployment benefits. But the problem is the fraud, and also the UI, unemployment insurance, is UI, I'm sorry.
Right.
Trust fund is down significantly from what it was a year ago. A year ago, it was at $1 billion. As a matter of fact, the state of Kansas was looking at potentially reducing the unemployment insurance taxes for Kansas businesses, and Kansas businesses would love to have seen that. Sadly, now, because of the fraud and the large number of claims, there's a potential of increasing unemployment taxes on Kansas businesses because the trust fund has gotten down to from $1 billion down to under $300 million. And I know those are big numbers. They really are. But when we are paying out so much money every week in unemployment benefits, it can eat it up. So, Kyle, it's an issue that really the Kansas Department of Labor, I serve on this Commerce Committee on the Senate side. The Senate Commerce Committee has heard from two different days of hearings, one from the Department of Labor and one from a group who actually files and manages unemployment benefits for a lot of Kansas businesses. They're a nationwide company, but they were there to say, Kansas, you have a problem. You've got to get this fixed. And it's just something that I feel bad for the individuals who are not receiving the compensation, the unemployment compensation, who are unemployed because, Kyle, they still have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have income coming in, it's hard to pay your bills.
And I know how that is. Like I said, at one point when I was let go from my job in early 19, even though it wasn't a huge check, it did save me. I mean, paying rent, just keeping the lights on and putting food on the table. I mean, I was working some other side jobs to kind of help myself out a little bit. But just the fact that having that there, while I was still looking for another job, it wasn't like I was just sitting around doing nothing. I was still looking for another full-time job. But to have that check definitely helped out a ton.
Oh, that's it. And that's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. Some individuals think that everyone receiving unemployment is just sitting around doing nothing. No, we've got a lot of individuals who are working hard to try to find other employment. They definitely wish they had a job. They'd be making more. However, there are those who are receiving more through unemployment because of the federal money that's coming in than they would working a job. And that's a disincentive to look for a job. So you're right. It is supposed to be a stopgap measure between jobs, between unemployment, and most citizens, I believe most Kansans, are going to look for new employment.
I mean, just trying to find a job is almost a job in itself sometimes, as hard as you're looking for one. And it's probably the least fun job you'll ever have. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is not fun looking for a new job. I'm a little bit fortunate. I haven't done that well. I guess I did look for a new job last year, and I got that job barely. But so being a senator. But you're right, particularly when you get to be a little older. And I don't mean old. And I'm not saying people are old, but I fall in that category. I'm 61 years of age. When you get 55, 60 years of age and you find yourself without a job, it's a little more difficult to find one because a lot of employers are looking for someone who has some skills you may not possess, particularly in the area of technology. And they want someone who will be a long-term employee, not just for the next 5 or 8 years. They want someone who's going to be with them or potentially could be with them for 20 to 30 years. So it's, yes, you're right. It can be a full-time job looking for a job.
Absolutely. And, of course, you're saying that the system is going to be down this weekend while they're putting in a new system. Is that getting paid with CARES Act money, or how's that working right now?
There are some federal dollars, which is CARES Act money, and I don't even remember what the acronym CARES stands for, but it has to do with the coronavirus funding and so forth. There is some money that Kansas has available to the tune of close to $37 million still, but that needs to be a totally new system, and they're not going to put in a totally new system over the weekend, but they're going to go in and do, I'm talking way above my head when it comes to technology, Kyle, but they're going to do some reprogramming and some updating as much as they can. But yes, it needs a total overhaul, a total new system. That one we've got is antiquated, from what I've been told, and hasn't been updated for 20 years or so. But yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, and there is some federal money. And that's one thing, the Department of Labor is also handling federal unemployment dollars that are coming in, and then they are sending them back out. We heard from one of the conferees in the Senate Commerce that they have reached out, I don't know who the they is, I'm going to say the state, but someone has reached out to some of these fraudulent people. And they're overseas. But mm-hmm. they did, interestingly, find one guy in Nigeria who was willing to visit with them. I guess he felt like, well, I'm in Nigeria, the United States, and can't come and prosecute me. Kansas can't come and prosecute me. But he has received $70,000+ in unemployment. What they will do is set up a fake account, and the money will be deposited onto a debit card or into an account. And immediately when that money hits that card or that account, then they will withdraw it and put it into their account overseas. Those are the kinds of things that we're facing and that we shouldn't. There are people who are working full-time, receiving a letter saying that your unemployment claim's been denied, and they think, well, wait a minute, I didn't even apply for unemployment.
Right.
So I can't help but believe, we were told there's not, but I can't help but believe there's not some kind of a breach in the system.
Right, and hopefully we can kind of get that breach patched up and get, wow, that's amazing, $70,000 in unemployment, and the guy's overseas, because really, I guess they can't really, I mean, obviously it's fraud, but with him being overseas, it's kind of hard to go over there and get him, so yeah. It's basically impossible. So
that's it. The prosecuting them, finding them, and so forth would be nearly impossible.
Yeah.
One thing right quick I do want to just mention, mm-hmm. because it was fresh off the press last night, the Senate, we adjourned about 6:15. We passed the what's called the Value Them Both Amendment. Now, the Kansas legislature did not pass an amendment. We did not amend the Constitution. We merely said, here is a resolution that will be put forth before Kansas voters. Do Kansas voters want to amend the state Constitution? So when I spoke on the floor of the Senate last evening, I told my colleagues, I said, this is not a pro-abortion, a anti-abortion, a pro-life or anti-life or anything. It is a pro-democracy vote. It is, do you believe in democracy? Do you believe that the Kansas citizens have the knowledge and should have the opportunity to vote on this amendment? And there are other things, Kyle, which not going to have time today. I'd like to see Kansans have the ability to vote on. But the Kansas Senate did pass that resolution, HCR 5003. So in August of 2022, Kansas citizens will have the opportunity to vote. Do you want the Constitution to say that it is not the courts that rule and regulate when it comes to abortion industry, but it would be the Kansas legislature, which are elected representatives of the people? And it bugs me, some in the Topeka News media calling this an anti-abortion measure, and it's absolutely not an anti-abortion measure. It's just saying, To me, it's a pro-democracy. It's just saying, Kansas citizens, do you want to vote on this? And it's not saying that abortion would be restricted or done away with or anything. It's because the legislature can take action and say, abortion's totally free reign in the state of Kansas. But that can't be done right now because the courts totally control it, because the Kansas Supreme Court, who has been overturned more than any other Supreme Court in the state of in the United States by the federal Supreme Court, has said, yes, there is a right in the Constitution. And back to Kansas being 160 years of age, 160 years ago when our Constitution was written, actually a little more than 160 years ago, they did not believe that in abortion. They did not even know what the word abortion meant. So there's nothing written into the state constitution that says there is a right to an abortion, but our Kansas Supreme Court said there is. So Kansas citizens will have an opportunity to weigh in on that next August.
All right. So again, only the people have the right to amend the Constitution of the state of Kansas. And occasionally you have the amendments need to be put on, because like you said, 160 years ago, they didn't even know what the word meant. So it's got to be amended, just like the U.S., you know, the U.S., although that thing has been amended in a while. So, but again, amending the Constitution is always a big thing. It's not something you take lightly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one reason it took quite a while to get it through the legislature. But yes, the U.S. Constitution hasn't been amended since the 70s, but there's a push on that, which is a whole nother topic for
right.
another day.
All right. Well, Mr. Peck, I appreciate you coming in today and spending a few minutes with us. And we will see you again here in a couple of weeks.
We will plan to see you then, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.